Direk. I'm sure those are not the right words, and her eyes filled with tears again, and she went on. I must be Mabel after all, and I shall have to go and live in the poky little house, and I have next to stay down there. It will be no use dear putting their heads down and saying come up again, dear. That first and then I feel like being that person. I come up if not, I stay down here till I'm somebody. How can I have done that? She thought I must be growing small again. She got up and went to the table to measure herself by it and found that as nearly as she could guess, she was now about to feet high and was going on shrinking rapidly. She soon found out that the cause of this was the fan she was holding, and she dropped it hastily just in time to avoid shrinking away altogether. Splitting like herself. Would it be of any use now to speak to this mouse? Everything is so out of the way down here that I should think very likely it can talk at any rate. There's no harm in trying, so she began. Oh, mouse, do you know the way out of this pool? But it said nothing. French mouse come over with William the Conqueror. So she began again. So she began again. So she began again, again. Which was the first sentence in her French lesson book? The mouse gave her suddenly by the water and seemed to quiver. I quite forgot you didn't like cats.
Not like cats, cried Mouse, in a shrill, passionate voice. Would you like cats if you were me?
Well, perhaps.
Perhaps not, said Alice in a soothing tone. Don't be angry about it. And yet I wish I could show you our cat Deny. I think you'd take a fancy to cats if you could only see her.
She's such a dear quiet thing, Alice went on, half to herself,
as she swam lazily about in the and she's whispering so nicely by the fire.
Fire!
Licking her paws and washing her face. And she's such a nice soft thing. Was bristling all over, and she felt certain it must be really offended.